Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Stacy, what's up? How can we help you, madam?
Hi. Well, I have been seeing this guy and being really great. We met during quarantine. He kind of slid into my DMs. And you know, now that things were opening up, he asked me on a date. I'm a single mom, so I didn't really want to, like, go out into the public yet. I didn't feel, like, comfortable with that. So I invited him over to my place, and things went great. He, like, got along with my son, and, like, you know, as a single mom, like, it's super nerve-wracking to introduce your kid to the person that you're interested in. But things went wonderful, and so we started going on more dates at our place. Like, he comes over for movies. And I don't know, I just haven't heard from him in a few days.
Okay, so what was the last thing you did together?
We just watched a movie. We watched the new Frozen with my son.
Mm-hmm. You watched Frozen with your son, yeah. Okay.
I mean, and not many guys will do that, you know, watch Frozen with your kid.
Okay, so you can't think of anything that you might have said, done, anything that he might have misconstrued?
No.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I just have to be careful when I'm dating around my son, so it's not like I can do anything kind of weird.
Yeah. Let's see what he says. Well, we'll try and give him a call. I can't guarantee that he'll answer, but if he does, we'll ask him, and we'll see what happens from there, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, thank you, Stacy. Hang on. Second date update on the 10s. All right, let's get back to the second date update on the 10s now. All right, we just talked to Stacy. She's looking for Clay. The guy's name is Clay, and last time they hung out, they've been doing a lot of hanging out, just like watching movies and stuff. Her son. How old's your son?
He's 10.
Okay, her 10-year-old son and Clay. Last date was watching Frozen 2. It's a very divisive movie. That went great. Like, nothing happened. Like, did his attitude shift at all during the movie or during that?
No.
Maybe he died. Maybe,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, you know, we'll try and call. Awesome. Maybe he's dead.
Way to keep it positive.
You never know.
I know.
At least then you won't know you did something wrong. At least then you'll know you didn't do anything wrong. Okay, well, Stacy, stay quiet. We'll try and call him right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Clay?
It is, yeah.
Clay, please don't hang up. It's the Get Up Crew. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station, but the reason we're calling you is because we got your number from somebody that you know, and they wanted us to call you with some really, really good news. So if you just give me 20 seconds, I can explain.
Okay.
Here's the good news. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the name of the person that called us, but first I'm going to tell you why they wanted us to call you. It's a girl who you know, and she called us to let us know that she likes you. She feels a connection with you, and she thinks you feel the same way. So basically, what we're doing is offering you a date with this girl. And I'm going to tell you, would you like to hear her name?
Yeah.
Okay. That means it sounds like you might be amenable to this. Her name is Stacy.
No, that's all right. Like, I'm good. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you that your reaction wasn't, oh no, Stacy, hell no. So that's a plus. Sometimes we get that as a reaction. Now, so it seems like you're not really into it. Could you tell us why? Because according to her, you guys were hanging out, and the last time, I believe you guys were watching Frozen. You had a good time. You kissed at the end, and the assumption was there for another date.
Yeah. She was great. Like, she was fine. Like, you know, no problems with her. Like, specifically, I just don't want to. You know, it's just not something I want to pursue. You know.
You don't want to pursue it because of... Can you tell us why, just so we can pass it on to her? She seems very confused.
Yeah, I mean, look, so I teach little kids, and her kid, her son, he somehow has, like gotten a hold of my Zoom ID, and he keeps, like, Zoom bombing me. I know it's him. Like, I know it's him. It's always the same username.
Yeah.
He says all these weird, like, rude stuff. Like I'll be teaching, you know, like I'll be teaching, like, a 7-year-old, right? And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this username is like, Clay has a small dick. And then they're like, hang on.
What?
Yeah,
okay. You know,
or he'll just, like, swear, like, he's got Tourette's in the middle of it, and then just be gone. And I know it's him.
How dare you? So it's no, it doesn't stay quiet on, during the call.
Wait, Clay, Stacy's on the phone. So wait, Stacy.
I can't believe you. Or do that. What kind of psychopath
not a lot.
I like that.
Why would he make that? At least you know it's not you, Stacy. It's nothing you did.
Why would he do that? He loves Clay.
He does not love Clay. That boy does not love Clay. Every time I've seen him, he is like shot dirty looks at me. I'm fairly certain I saw him spit the last time I left your house. Like,
what?
No, he does not love Clay.
That did not happen.
It doesn't even sound like you're really pissed off, Clay.
I mean, like, it's annoying when it happens, right? It's embarrassing, but if I was 10 years old, I'd be doing the same shit.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's Stacy, just keep your damn laptop or whatever it is that he however he connects, just keep it to yourself.
But shouldn't you have the balls to tell me to my face that you're not interested in me?
That your son's kind of an asshole?
How would that conversation go?
I mean,
right?
It's like he's trying to tell you right now, and it doesn't seem like you're taking it well.
I mean, well, he's shitting on my kid. And he doesn't even have the decency to tell me he's not interested in me anymore.
All right, hold on. Maybe he is interested. Clay, would you like to see Stacy again for another date?
No, man, I don't want to mess with that.
I mean, don't worry, I'm not interested in seeing you either.
All right, well, can you at least do me a favor, though, Stacy? Can you, like, change your Zoom password so your kid can't jump on and tell my clients that I've got a small...
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Everybody has a thing they do when they're nervous. I think mine might be biting my nails. I'm not sure. Even if you don't know what it is, trust me, you have one. Just try and keep it under control when you're on a date. Otherwise, you're going to be talking to us. Classic Second Date Update on the 10th. Tomorrow, 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.